to the agenda. If not, I'll need a motion to adopt it as set.
I move to approve.
Second.
Any discussion? Okay, all those in favor of adopting the agenda as is, say aye.
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 Against, opposed, say aye. All right, the agenda is as is. Okay, next is approval of the February 25th, 2020 minutes.
I
so,
move to
approve.
Rob
and
Dan.
Rob. Rob?
Yes. This is Dan, I second.
Okay, Rob and Dan.
Thank you, Dan.
Any discussion? All right, all those in favor say aye.
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 All those against say aye. All right, so the minutes are approved. I do want to say something before we carry on, but I do want to welcome our new members. So Mike and Heather, thank you for joining us. If Heather has joined us yet, feel free to chime in. Any questions, suggestions, thoughts, ideas, we'd love to hear from you. And thank you for taking the time to volunteer to be part of this committee. And thanks to Lee and Bob for helping us out on this committee for, I don't know how long we've been on the board, but appreciate their help. So thanks, guys. Next, public appearances. Any person? Okay.
Looks like Heather just joined us.
Oh, Heather? Heather, are you there?
I am. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you.
Excellent. There we go. Sorry. Okay. Wrangling children.
That's okay. We just need to mark you down at what time you joined.
Yeah. Heather joined at 5:41 p.m.
And you just missed our welcome. So welcome.
Thanks for joining us. Thanks for having me.
And any feedback, comments, questions, please feel free to ask.
Mm-hmm.
We love input. Okay, so now when it comes to public appearances, let's see. They were supposed to submit something via email?
Correct. I did not receive any comments via email, but we do have one individual. I will unmute them to see if they wanted to have a comment or if they were just listening in. Did you want to... Did you want to comment, or were you just listening in?
I am a representative for the Illinois Girls Softball, so I'm just listening in. I'm sorry I didn't see the part where I had to send an email. I apologize.
No, that's quite all right. If during the time when we're speaking of facility opening and any of that, if you do want to make a comment, I'll open it back up to you then.
Okay, perfect. Thank you.
Can we still ask for her name, though, since she is?
Yes. Oh. Her name is Maggie Hines, H-I-N-Z.
Maggie Hines?
Yeah, H-I-N-Z. Yep.
Okay. Or Hines, sorry.
That's been called me.
All right. So,
thank you.
Is there anybody else there from the public? Do we have any other callers?
Don't believe so.
We'll just move on then with item number 6, information. I guess we need the introduction of our new members, Heather Gentry Nimmer. Heather, if you want to go ahead and introduce yourself, please.
Sure. Hi. Like I said, Heather Gentry Nimmer. I live on Kenny Street. My husband and I have been here for 12 years now. We have two kids. I run the Green Bay Bicycle Collective and for the greater Green Bay area, and I actually have a background in field biology, forestry, botany, and mycology. So,
great.
Yeah.
thank you for helping us out and volunteering your time.
Absolutely.
Thank you. Mike Borowski, can you go ahead and introduce yourself?
Am I off mute yet?
Yes. Yeah, there you go.
Oh, good. That helps. Mike Borowski, lived in Alloway off and on almost all of my life. Wife, two dogs, interested in virtually everything about the village, especially parks and especially pickleball. So I know you guys were working on that last year, so when the opportunity came up to join, I jumped right at it. Also interested in kayaking and bicycling. Love my bicycle.
All right. Well, you're in the right group for all of those interests. Well, thank you so much for helping us out and volunteering. And again, feel free to share. We appreciate it. So item B, canceled events.
Yes, just wanted to go through the events that we have canceled so far this year. I did send that out in an email earlier, but for the most part, all of the run walks up to date through June have been canceled. Bell and Run has been canceled. Alloway Fest has been canceled. Some of the village functions that we have canceled so far, the June 12th movie in the park. We're holding out for the July and August movies to see, you know, where we're sitting at that time, to see if we'd be able to hold those. Pooches and Pints June kickoff event has been canceled, and just recently we've canceled the senior picnic, which was scheduled for July 1st. Matt, did I miss anything on that?
Nope, that's all of them.
Okay.
Thus far.
So, yeah, we will, as far as any upcoming events, we do have some that are scheduled in August, September, and October. So we'll see. Hopefully those will be able to take place, but we'll keep the committee posted.
Hey, Chris?
Yes?
There was some conversation about the Alloway Fest, the old cars, doing a parade through Alloway of some sort. Is there any more details on that?
That is correct. Brad did bring that up at our last meeting. I have not heard any information, but I can find that out. So I believe Brad was going to check into that.
That'd be cool.
All right. Any other comments or questions about events?
With this is Heather here. With the cancellations through June, what's the approach? Are we waiting for word nationally or locally?
More locally, yeah, waiting more locally to see, you know, what some of the recommendations and see what the pandemic looks like. Some of those, like the movies that are coming up, we can wait a little while. We don't have to have a, you know, we don't have to cancel them right away. We can hold off a little while on those. But other than that, typically in the summer months, there's a lot less events. There are a lot more in the spring than in the middle of summer. So we don't have a lot on the books for July.
Okay. Then we'll move on to item C, project update.
Yes, just to kind of cover some of the projects that we have planned for this summer and where we're sitting on those. Pickleball courts at Kiwanis Park, we're continuing to work on getting a few last-minute scheduling items put in place. Our village staff will be starting that project in the next few weeks with pulling the old nets out, patching up the court, and then installing the new net posts. We need to do that prior to the contractors coming in to set the fence as well as the surfacing contractors. So last I've heard, we're looking at mid to late July for the scheduling of those other contractors on that project. Longview Pond Trail, that's the trail off of at the end of Longview Avenue where it connects with East River Drive to Fox River, East River Trail. We are repairing a couple of bad spots in that trail, and that should be getting paved this week, I believe. If not this week, next week. I have to check on that scheduling, but that's getting taken care of in the next couple of weeks. Green Isle parking lots, we have our contractors selected, and we'll have a pre-con meeting coming up in the next couple of weeks on that. During that pre-con meeting, then we will get scheduling from the contractor when they anticipate starting that project and then completing it. They do have a length of time stipulation with that. Once they get started, they have so many days to complete it. So that will be in replacing all of the parking lots at Green Isle Park. Anticipate that to be completed by October. Kayak launches, the two launches that we're looking to install, Green Isle Park and Kayakers Point. I'm still waiting to hear back on the last grant. They're supposed to let us know by the end of this month, so by the end of the week, whether or not we have what funding we may get from them. We did receive one grant so far from the Wisconsin Coastal Management, and that was $28,650, which is approximately half the cost of that project. So we're hoping that the other grant that we applied for will cover the second half of that project. We can't begin that project until after July 1st because of granting stipulations. So we'll get rolling on that after July and anticipate that will get completed by August, early September. Green Isle Park site lighting. We're finalizing a few items with getting things like the conduit and the electrical wiring and that. We will be replacing, I believe it is 7 lights on 5 poles, but starting at the entrance on along East River Drive. Going into the park, so it's the first few lights that go up to the parking lot for the baseball diamonds. So, and then next year we'll continue on with that project. Langlade Park Playgrounds, we did acquire that equipment last winter prior to the end of the season. We got to purchase that through a sale. So we will be installing that at Langlade Park this summer, likely towards before school would start, but we'll need to take out the old equipment, install sidewalk surrounding the equipment, install the equipment, and that. We also are working with the YMCA on some better access to that from their building and that, so we'll likely need to, you know, put a gate in the fence there with some sidewalk that goes to that as well. So just a quick update on the projects that we have planned for this summer. Any questions with any of those?
Excited to see the kayak launch go in. I've seen several people launching from the entrance of Green Isle Park. Because it's just shallow enough that they can step in,
okay,
and shove off. So, kind of neat.
Good, good. Yeah, that'll be a nice addition.
I think it would be neat, too, to, like, share progress on some of these projects on the village's social media, too, to let everybody know what happening and what they're going to see out there that's different. So I think that would be a
definitely
great idea. Hint, hint.
Good thing Matt's on the line with us, too, because he's our local Facebook guru.
Matt, did you do that survey for Langley Park Playground? Was that you that did that?
Yeah.
That was really nice. Thank you.
Thanks.
That worked out really slick. Okay, so then any other questions, comments, projects? Okay, we'll move on to item number 7, discussion action, opening park facilities during the COVID-19 pandemic.
I wanted to bring this to the committee and discuss this draft plan that we've put together and get, you know, some feedback from the committee as well as a recommendation to the village board. We want to take this to the village board next week. Kind of work through this draft plan that we've have with the committee and get some insight and some feedback from you as far as reopening our various items and structures and facilities and whatnot in the parks. You know, anything from the restrooms to the community center to, you know, playgrounds and that. Some items have been tentatively opened up, and other items we have held off on, and trying to work with various health department recommendations. As you know, initially, the state of Wisconsin had a plan in place that was going to guide a lot of this for us, for the municipalities and the communities. However, nothing is really set in stone and in place right now, just a lot of recommendation from various organizations or health departments and as well as the state. But we sat in on a town hall meeting with Brown County Health Department last week, and during that a lot of questions were asked with very few guidance answers other than they recommend us following WEDC guidelines, which I shared with the committee. One of the big ones, or a couple of the big ones that came from the state Department of WDHS, one was whether or not to open up youth sports, and they recommended postponing or canceling youth sports during the summer. The other was summer camps. They had some recommendations with that, which we are exempt from that per se because we're a licensed summer camp, and we abide by a little bit different rules and governed a little bit differently than other just normal summer camps are. So, we have everything set and put in place for our summer camp to go ahead and proceed with the proper guidelines, with the proper numbers and everything like that. So, I guess I just wanted to kind of run through this plan and see if there was any comments or thoughts on any of these steps. We kind of used the steps that were originally put in place for the Badger Bounce Back Plan. We've heard that a lot of the other communities are kind of going that way, and as well as the other health departments throughout the state are doing the recommendations off of things that are very similar to the Badger Bounce Back Plan. The drawback to that is there's no set dates put into place, and I guess we really don't have a hard, fast determination on who's going to make those calls. So, I guess at the onset, are there any questions so far?
Yeah, I have one question. What is the current best wisdom out there around facilities opening, like community center or restrooms at Green Isle or those kinds of things.
As far as what's currently recommended, like I said, the Brown County Health Department has recommended at this point in time to try to limit capacities. They refer to that Badger Bounce Back plan of 10 or less at this point in time, as well as social distancing requirements, hygiene, hand hygiene, you know, different things like that. Recommend wearing masks when out in public. So at this time, that is what is recommended from our local health department.
So those are the recommendations. So what's the enforcement? And the reason I ask is because I was out touring this weekend, happened to go by one of the parks, and there are probably 30 people playing on the equipment there. There were no masks. There was no social distancing. There was a big concern on my part.
Sure.
In terms of what's going to actually happen, and then what our recommendation is going forward.
Sure. Yeah. Currently, there is no enforcement. You know, like our Brown County Sheriff's Department has no ability at this point in time to enforce anything legally. From the state, you know, reversing the governor's orders more or less nullified any of that. And please correct me if I'm wrong, anyone, if you may have heard differently. So, you know, all we can do is recommend and try to educate. As you see kind of in our draft plan, a lot of that education is signage, as, you know, to try to just remind people of keeping those distances and making sure that you're, you know, doing the proper hygiene protocols.
Is the document meant to be internal, or I'm wondering if it wouldn't be beneficial to add a sheet that defines, like you said, there's no date. It's not, you know, calendar driven. It's benchmark set by some other criteria. And I wonder if including that criteria in this might be helpful to keep it all packaged together. So if it's distributed, that information goes to the unit and it's clear. Like you said, it's not, you know, you making the choice or, you know, any one person. It's based on some sort of metric.
Sure. And what I've heard is that criteria is more or less the guidelines of that Badger Bounce Back plan. And,
right, but that's not actually in this document. So that might be something to put.
Yep.
So that anybody that doesn't misconstrue how you're making your decisions. I think having a reference that's not just sitting here, Village of Alloway, is important. That you tied it to something that's, you know, larger than us. I think that gives it good credibility.
Makes sense. Yep.
Hey, Mike, to your point, what I was going to mention is, you know, it is always concerning when you see people not employing common sense, but unfortunately it's not a law that can be enforced at this point. I know I see it too when I'm out and about. It's just like, really? You know, but, you know, I think just communication, you know, maybe we could have a little bit more signage at the parks, you know, bulletin boards, you know, just kind of hey, here's some common sense practice, and have them posted in those boards.
Sure.
For the people that do read them, you know, and just kind of keep that up to date. Maybe put it on the small pavilion in Green Isle, and even put it on the doors in the bathroom over at the Broadview Soccer Field, just so we're communicating to people that, you know, we're working on it, we're working towards a solution, here's what we know now. I mean, not CDC, Bounce Back, guidelines that are this long.
Right.
I mean, just a couple of quick notes. they post them up there and just kind of get that stuff updated. I noticed on the small pavilion in Green Isle Park, it still has warming hours for the so we might just want to update that stuff a little bit more frequently.
Sure.
Yeah, I just think it makes people more comfortable.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I concur, and I think the place that I've been most recently that had the biggest impact on me personally is Menards. You know, they got the big sign at the door. It says, you wear a mask, here's what the social distancing should look like. And if we could do something like that, and maybe that's something we do with social media as well as postings, you know, a couple of pictures with kids running around and being apart from one another as opposed to congregated in large groups, you know, 12 or 13 would make some sense. But I think we have to do something with communication, otherwise it's going to be a free-for-all.
Sure. No, that makes a lot of sense. And I may have forgot to mention it, but we are working with other local municipalities to try to be on the same page with these type of things so that we're all kind of in the same opening things the same way and so as not to confuse individuals when they go from one community to the next. You know, we have sport groups that play on various fields in different communities, and that would be very difficult for them if we were had different rules.
Yeah, I agree. What are we doing with the coaches in terms of if we are going to do youth sports, what are we doing with coaches in terms of educating them as to how it works in the real world today?
Sure. You know, and we put that in our plan that we would work with those that we work with and utilize our facilities for leagues and tournaments. We work with those organizations that they create a plan and work with us to that we make sure that that plan is a good plan that will be a feasible plan that they can administer. And then, you know, before we would allow them to utilize that space. Youth sports right now, everybody's doing it. You know, everybody's working together, utilizing each other's plans so that they're, when they're able to, they're ready to go. You know, we've spoken with several, both softball and baseball, that utilize our facilities, and they started working on them a week or so ago so that, you know, once they're able to, they can properly and safely be able to provide, you know, that sport for the youth.
You know, one of those, and this is getting a little bit sideways in the conversation, but something I've thought about a couple of times, especially with these youth sports, you know, chewing on those seats is always a big thing. We gotta put something out there that says no spitting.
Yeah, that's
the catalyst to this thing.
You're exactly right. That's the number one rule I've seen in everybody's plan is no spittables, including seeds.
Good.
There was one of the major league managers that was saying that was going to be the most difficult thing to open the MLB. It's no spitting rule.
Yeah,
I believe it.
Tobacco and everything.
Does it make more sense?
Oh, go ahead.
I don't know. Is it like, does it make more sense for us, for Alloy, to come up with the guidelines so that everybody's on the same page and there's kind of like a level of expectation for everybody that they all can agree to instead of maybe one person doing more than...
With the sport groups you're referring to?
Yeah.
Or
for the use of the field.
Right.
You know, something that would go along with that.
I wouldn't say that we've come up with them. but in working with the sport groups, they're pretty much very, very similar, if not all the same, because, you know, we've gone back and forth. They've asked questions. We've given input and that. You know, kind of putting some responsibility on them, though, because, you know, it's their organization that's utilizing that space. We're just providing the space. So they need to take some responsibility, but we're working hand in hand with them on that.
You know, I think you're onto something. I was thinking about Alloway and the leadership role that we've taken in a lot of respects, and maybe this is a challenge for Matt. How do you put together a picture, a video, or some kind of a poster? Go to Rob's point, that shows what it should look like when kids are out there having fun.
We'd have to probably wait until there's a program that we're specifically running to do something like that. Just because from a legality standpoint, we really can't just take pictures of general park users. But you know, when we get into the point in time in which our day camp is running, that is something that we could definitely look at. As far as putting together a video or some visual cues as to proper distancing or kids playing correctly versus not correctly. But I think that would be the biggest thing, is just waiting until we have our own programming running that we can go ahead and get those kind of visuals made at that point.
This is so hard because it is guidelines. It's not... You know, it's not enforceable, so it runs the gamut of how people are comfortable, and if they're not comfortable. I did get a press release, and I can't remember the date, and I can't look it up on my computer because I got the meeting going for the Wisconsin State Park, and so I kind of found an article that they're going to be opening, it says, a limited number of day-use area restrooms at park properties will reopen for public use beginning on June 3rd. And then it sounds like, I thought it said camping was going to start June 1st. Unless it's June 7th, I don't really understand. It says all group, family, and indoor group campsites will remain closed through the 7th, but I think individual campsites might open on June 1st. So I guess just to put it into perspective, like what the state's doing, you know, people have to make their own judgment calls. They're providing, they're opening up the restrooms. I mean, it'll be fully functioning after June 3rd.
So that's going currently a county-by-county basis. We were in Marinette County over the weekend, and they've opened up all the restrooms, but they posted that they are clean daily, but use at your own risk.
Was that a state park or a county park?
County, Marinette County.
Okay.
I was
just mentioning state.
Sure. Go ahead, Dan.
I interject also that, as far as I know, none of us are public health experts, and none of us are virologists. So for us to set a standard is one thing that maybe may not be based in scientific fact, and for us to interject our will on the citizens without consulting an expert as such would probably not be a very good idea.
Well, you'd have to follow the county guidelines.
Correct. I'm just concerned because I've heard some things on here where some people feel this should be done, some people feel that should be done, and most of it's common sense. I'm not trying to be difficult here, but we do need to defer to the fact that none of us are experts in this field, and we've all been educated by the media lately as to what's going on, so we really need to ensure that...
There's a good
source. Exactly. So, yes, a lot of it is based in scientific fact, but we should defer to any expert's knowledge on this particular scenario.
Yeah, but it's, you know, talking about the graphic depiction of maybe it's called standards or expectations, I'm not sure which. It's certainly not rules or laws. But if I can make a sign that says my dog can't poop in the park, or I should pick it up if they poop in the park, then I can make a sign that says, you know, here's a social distancing appropriate to a baseball bench, or a slide in a park in terms of the space in between children, or how many kids on XYZ, and use some, certainly, the best knowledge that's out there, whether it's a virologist or just some common sense in terms of being able to share expectations with people, or the best knowledge that's out there.
Did everyone get a chance to read through that draft reopening plan? I apologize for sending it yesterday. But was there anything specific with any of that that jumped out at anyone that, hey, that maybe we should word that differently or possibly change it? You know, the toughest one, I think, for us at this point is restrooms. Because the guidelines say clean frequently. What does that mean? You know, what we've heard from many other communities and like the county and states, they're doing it daily at minimum, depending on, you know, how heavily used they are. You know, another one is, like I said, athletic fields. Do we allow organizations to go ahead and utilize those with, you know, as I said, you know, working with them on guidelines? And then opening, you know, some of our facilities such as Green Isle Pavilion or the community center.
I didn't have anything that popped out at me, Chris, particularly. Mostly, I think, you know, you're pegging it, like I said, you're pegging it to something that's developed by somebody bigger than us. I appreciate that. I don't think we've said that at our own office. We don't win any prizes for going back to the office fastest. So I think using the best knowledge that's provided by people in the know and, you know, applying it to our community seems reasonable. One thing I did notice is, and you might see this too since you're probably part of the National Park and Rec Association, they're doing, and it's a national thing, of course, but they're doing something with the League of National Mayors, and it's talking precisely about this topic.
Okay.
And I was going to attend just because I thought it might be interesting to see what communities that are further ahead of us and further behind us, you know, in the phases, if there is such a thing, what they're thinking about or what hurdles they've hit. So, you know, we can be on our toes. If they've already been open for a few weeks and they're seeing, hey, you know, this isn't working for us, or if we communicate this differently, or like Mike said, it's showing people physically what the word means. You know, if that gets through, you know, we might be able to learn something not the hard way. So I don't know if that's on your schedule or on your radar, but that was something that caught my eye.
Sure.
Yeah, I was trying to do that on the internet, is to look at some of the other counties around that are either in the same boat or different boat than we are in, and I couldn't find anything. It's almost like you'd have to make some phone calls and talk to the right people.
Right. Yeah, like I said,
we're looking to see what somebody else is doing, because there isn't any roadmap right now.
Everybody's finding their way in the dark on this one right now, I think.
Right.
When the state Supreme Court overturned the governor and then the counties decided to jump on that and act their own, the reason they pulled back was because they were hoping for some guidance from the state the next day. And when they didn't receive any, and their lawyers advised them that it was probably not going to be defensible legally, they decided to pull the order. So really, everyone's just kind of grabbing at straws right now, trying to figure out what to do.
That's why I mentioned that we're, you know, trying to coordinate with their other local communities. You know, a lot of us park and rec directors are in communication consistently on what they're doing and things like that. You know, DePier, at their last meeting, had put a plan in place, and they are tentatively opening some of their facilities, I think, beginning middle of June was for the majority of it. And then, you know, from there, a lot of us have been utilizing some of their guidelines that they put in place. And I believe City of Green Bay is meeting this week on the very exact same thing, as well as I believe Ledgeview will be working on that.
Bellevue is meeting tomorrow about it.
I did see at Ashwaubenon, we were at a park there. There's like a park behind Chipotle on Oneida, where the community center is. And
sure.
So their playground, they just had a sign, a really small sign. So we were the only people there, so we're like, is it open? You know, and then I noticed the little sign, so my husband went to go check it out, and he goes, it just says, like, that these are not, the equipment is not sanitized, or, and I think it just kind of maybe said something like, maintain social distancing.
Sure.
Like, it was just on an 8.5 by 11 sheet of paper, and it was, like, a sentence. So they weren't getting too technical, and we were fortunate. We were the only people that were there. But I know I get nervous, too, you know, like, oh, that's, you know, stay away from my kids. But, you know, that's kind of the choice you got to make for yourself, too. But,
I get nervous about making a recommendation to the board. When there's so many unanswered, indirect questions out there, you know, and that's this is a good document that you put out, Chris. I really like it. It's a good start, but it doesn't answer some of the basic questions that I would have as a grandparent or parent. Just like you just said about, okay, I go to the park, is it open? Should I be letting my kid go in the restroom? Is the restroom open? What's going on with that? You know, there's a whole lot. And maybe it's only, you know, a week's worth of time that needs to be spent in order for everybody to catch up to what the virologists are saying about contact transmission and all that other kind of stuff. Because, you know, 2 weeks ago, I think it was, boy, if you touch something where somebody else had touched it, you got it. And now it's, well, maybe not so much. There's a lot of unknown, and going forward to the board and recommending something is, I don't know, iffy at best.
I kind of feel like we're not really helping you too much, Chris.
No, you are.
It's so unpredictable, and it's such a beast, really,
sure,
to tackle.
No,
and you did the document. Are you looking for action for us to, like, recommend that document to the board? Is that what you're...
Yes, if you...
I mean, we didn't even talk about it. I know we have somebody on the phone about group support.
Sure.
Was that part of your question? Was, do we open it up? I know you kind of talked about, like, a phase, you know, depending on if you get to a certain phase, then that would open itself up.
Right. I guess, you know, I have gotten some information. I have gotten some information feedback, which was good, you know, on, you know, I think Danielle had something about, you know, making sure to include, you know, some references. But overall, wanted to just get feedback from the committee on what we have in place here, and is there anything that maybe we need to adjust or change? I guess, you know, one of the biggest benchmarks is, you know, in step one from where we are today, you know, is that do we stipulate that it's 10 persons or less, or do we just go ahead and open it up? And then in step two, is it 50 persons or less, and go ahead and open it up? You know, those are kind of mirroring those guidelines that we've seen already put in place, you know, from the state's perspective. And, you know, by going by those guidelines, then we can also look at, Matt and I can look at programming or working with groups and things like that and say, okay, this facility's not open, so, you know, we're not going to be able to utilize that. Or this facility is with, you know, a stipulation of 10 or less, so you have to make sure your registration is lower than what it normally might be. So it gives us some guidelines from, you know, that programming perspective of utilizing some of those spaces.
Yeah, and it's hard for us too as government. Like, if you're expecting businesses to follow certain protocols, it kind of looks bad that we aren't following suit and, you know, being safe and maintaining that as well. Kind of hypocritical, really.
Right, right.
But we need to be as responsible as they are being.
And I think that's why the Brown County Health Department has utilized the WEDC guidelines, you know, because that's the same thing they're recommending for, you know, private businesses and those other things out in the community. Are those guidelines, so, you know, at least everyone's following the same set of documents, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree with your approach, working multi-jurisdictionally and coordinating with our neighboring communities, because we are, you know, regardless of village boundaries, yeah, we are a really large community, so being consistent, I think, is key. And, yeah, as far as the county, I mean, they're going to know that, yeah, that county's going to know what's best for us right now as far as, looking at numbers and the spread. Obviously, we were a little bit of a hot spot for a while, so I think we're just being a little cautious, and that's all right.
Mm-hmm.
Up north, they're feeling a little more confident, so they're opening things up. But
well, that's my other concern. We still are a hot spot, you know,
mm-hmm.
in Brown County, not
mm-hmm.
necessarily our zip code, but certainly around us.
Dina.
Anything else?
Yeah.
I'm going to unmute Maggie and see if she has anything she wants to add.
Oh, yeah. Thank you.
Sure.
I forgot she didn't have that capability to unmute
right.
herself.
Maggie, would...
Maggie, is there anything you would like to add?
My husband would like to meet me all the time. I do. Can you guys hear me okay?
Yes.
Okay. So, you know, we sent out a survey to all of their parents who had already registered their kids, and, you know, we had a distinct line between I'm not letting my kids play this year and the, yeah, let's go for it, our kids need this type of thing. So, you know, not that it affects your guidelines very much, but I think people who are sincerely concerned about the virus are just not going to be participating at all anyway. You know, we do have the concern, obviously, we have our big list of guidelines that we would enforce, that we would want, but, you know, just as you guys were saying, we can't enforce that. And so that's the difficult part about it. I had a question, too. So if we got to the point where it was, like, 50 or less people, I think we would need to know, too, obviously, if that was per field or per park, because that's two teams and one parent per girl. So, you know, there's communication when you have it would be awesome. I don't obviously have the same documentation that you guys are looking at, so I'm not exactly sure what you're looking at.
Sure.
You know, and obviously we've never been through this before, but, you know, as soon as we find out if we have the possibility of having a season, it's another 2 to 3 weeks before we can pull anything together to actually do it. But, so when you say you're working multi-jurisdictionally, so if, you know, Ashwaubenon, for example, is going to have their answer tomorrow on whether or not their parks are going to be available, is that something that, you know, if they're open, does that give us hope, or are you still going to be waiting on a decision?
We're going to take this to our village board next week at the meeting on Tuesday in hopes that, you know, we get, you know, final guidance from them on going forth with this. And by other communities, you know, looking at it at the same time, you know, we're all kind of, you know, within the next few weeks or have already, I think that helps, you know, each community's governing body to know, you know, what the others are doing.
Okay. One more question, too, then. A friend of mine said that he just received the schedule for his Wednesday night softball and that they're starting on June 8th. Is that something that's obviously still tentative at that point? He asked me to ask.
Matt is nodding his head, yes, that is tentative at this point.
Our hopeful plan is to start then, but it's all dependent on kind of what guidance we get from the board next week.
Obviously. Okay, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Maggie.
Yep.
Thank you, Maggie. Yeah, it's so tough. Okay, so there is more on our agenda to discuss.
Well, can I... Would the committee be willing to make a recommendation to the board? An action item?
Did you want us to? On the little chart. The chart.
Sure, yes.
Right. Yeah, I have a hard time looking at it. Not enough devices. I need another device to look at that item. So, does anyone want to make a motion adopt the guideline? I can't remember what it was called, Chris.
Yeah, I'll move to recommend approval of the Village of Alloway Park and Facilities COVID-19 reopening plan with an addition of what those phases mean.
To give better
guidance to staff and
decision makers.
Did I put an action on the end of that one?
There was a lot of words that came out of your mouth, and I think I knew what you meant. But
okay.
So you're looking for more. You're more looking for more definition on the chart.
I'd like to know what the phase one, step one is. You know, it's not date-driven, it's data-driven, and so I just want to make sure that's connected to this so that staff and the decision-makers have that tool with them when they get to the point where they need to weigh where they are in the process.
So let me ask this, Chris and Matt. What guidelines would you recommend that we follow to open up our facilities? Is it the CDC?
I feel like a lot of the things that I've seen and or heard refers a lot back to the Badger Bounce Back Plan, even though that's not technically a thing anymore. I feel like a lot of places are still referring back to that heavily. So I guess that's kind of where my brain was going, was more focusing on that. Because that really is the only real plan that's out there for us to kind of follow it.
I would agree with Matt that has backing to it. That's the plan, and the big thing in that plan has to do with the phase one of 10 or less and phase two of 50 or less. And I know the city of De Pere initially had put that in their plan, but their city council just went right to the 50 or less. They bypassed the 10. But, you know, like Matt said, that's pretty much what everyone is referring to, is that Badger Bounce Back plan that has kind of those steps in it.
I think that's a good guideline to follow. I mean, there's still, it's still a plan, even though, you know, the Supreme Court overruled the stay-at-home orders, the Badger Bounce Back plan is still, you know, being monitored by, you know, very closely by those who are more familiar with the conditions out there, and they have, you know, their set of stoplights or whatever when they're going to get all green, and, it, you know, it's still something that's being monitored and updated, so I think it's a good plan moving forward to kind of watch that and let that be your guide.
Yeah, I don't think we want to say that the Supreme Court overruled the plan. The Supreme Court overruled the governor. They said he didn't have the power to do what he did. Mm-hmm. They didn't say the plan was bad. They didn't say it was good. I happen to think it's a good plan. So I agree with what you said, is if we're going to follow that, even though it might be rough or more specific for some things in Alloway, because we can be more flexible based on our own understanding of our facilities and our community, then we ought to use that as a general guideline.
So did you get your motion, Chris?
We have a motion. We don't have a second yet.
We have a motion. We don't have a second.
Restate the motion again.
The motion was to recommend approval of the plan with the addition of reference of the phases spelled out, i.e. a Badger Bounce Back plan. Does that sound right, Danielle?
Yeah, I'd second that.
Yeah.
I'd second that.
And to not put a specific date, but to follow data-driven.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Metrics outlined by whatever phase one and step one means, you know, tell me that.
Sure.
Yep.
Mike, you seconded?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think with that specificity, I can go along with that, yeah.
Any discussion?
It's a good starting point. I mean, we gotta put a stake in someplace. So I think it's a good place to put it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Any other discussion? Okay, all those in favor say aye. Aye.
Aye. Aye.
All those opposed say aye. Okay, it passes. Thank you.
Good. Thank you very much. Good discussion.
It's a... Oh, yeah.
Thank you.
We can talk
attention.
About it all night. And let's see, item number seven. Item number eight, discussion of the capital improvement plan items for 2021. So what do we got cooking for 2021?
I just wanted to start this discussion so we can kind of get on it as early as possible. Didn't want to delve into it real deep tonight. We can, talk about it more at some subsequent meetings, but we are looking at our budgeting internally, starting to work on our budgets coming up in June. So I just wanted to throw it out there. A couple of items that we've talked about in the past, as well as give a little bit of an update on where we're looking at for funding, which might limit or stretch out some of those projects that we might have thought about in the future. So, with regards to you know, those items. I sent out that project list that we put together last year, and the ones that were highlighted in red are the Green Isle Park parking lot and roadway. Those are the updated numbers that we have for the project for those parking lots of this year. That was our cost, or what the bids came in at, $327,000, almost $328,000, a little above what we had anticipated and what we estimated that project to be. We did have enough in the in our fund, in our capital improvement fund, to cover that, as well as all of the other projects that we had deemed for this year. You know, there's enough money in there, and then we would end up with about a $63,000 balance to carry over is what we anticipate. The two big items that we had talked about for next year were obviously finishing off that roadway in Green Isle Park and then looking at replacing the playground. Both of those items we were anticipating we'd borrow money for. I have not gotten word back from the finance department yet if we're still free and clear on our borrowing. I know that they were looking into that, you know, with all of the COVID stuff going on and the give and take on, you know, what revenues and expenses are going to be for the year. You know, that's kind of still up in the air, as well as funding any other future projects might be a little bit up in the air when it comes time for the village board to make determinations during the budget. So with that, you know, wanted to just, like I said, start the conversation a little bit, not spend a ton of time on it, but kind of get some ideas on what anybody might be thinking as far as projects for next year.
I have a question.
Sure.
And you might have talked about this in the past, but I just took crummy notes. The Green Isle Park playground surface, is that perennially wet? Do we have drain tile under that?
There might be some old drain tile, but the new cost estimate includes drainage in there, as well as we were looking to do poured in place rubber surfacing. That's why it's such a larger number.
Yeah, I've been getting wicked high costs on that stuff lately. I want to make sure we were allowing enough money, because that it's more expensive than the equipment.
Yes, yeah, it can be. And on the equipment's expensive enough.
Yeah. So just want to make sure we had a big enough pot of money to do that one, because I know that it takes a lot of money to do that stuff. And I know there's benefits and all that. I just want to make sure we don't get stuck with a bigger bill than we're hoping, and we can't get what we want.
Right. You know, and that's one thing we've always done with our playgrounds is we have a working budget, and we work with the consultants, the playground consultants, to make sure that we're within those budgets on our play equipment and that. So, you know, that's a positive with a project like that.
And change gears a little bit with this flooding over the last 2 years, something that I think you have to start thinking about is trail maintenance. It is taking a major beating, a really bad beating. Not as bad as Bellevue's side is, but it's still really showing some wear and tear.
Yeah, I was going to add to that it might not be a bad idea to start evaluating, and then maybe this is a great time with water hides, start evaluating sections where we could maybe be looking at some raised boardwalk areas.
And then we've talked about the boardwalks too, and I wonder, like, there's a segment between Longview and VZ Park where I almost wonder if there's like a future phase trail that actually bypasses the riverfront trail. There's a little like dog path that people already go on anyway. some of those really low spots might make sense long term to realign or put make a new alignment and then make the washout alignment just like a fair weather trail or something. I don't know. And boardwalks are great and you get a great view, but those are super expensive too. So
yeah.
If there's a happy medium where we can give accessibility but kind of have a plan B for this type of period, I don't know.
This is a really good time to at least be out there, you know, with some maps, recording some of the areas where you're a lot of times seeing some flow through, maybe where you could reroute some things, where you could raise some things, and even if you're just kind of keeping track of it for this season and then watch it going forward to see if this continues to be a problem in the same areas, which likely will be, and then at least you get kind of have a plan going forward.
Yeah.
Good segue for you, Chris.
Well, I was going to say one of the kind of things that goes right along with that is, you know, things like riprapping along the shorelines, especially where the trail's close. You know, that's one thing we've started to look at, you know, to try to protect the land from washing away. So that's kind of a portion of the bigger project, I think.
In fact, right the day after the last flood, one of the members of the Village of Alloway staff put his drone up in the air and got some real good footage of where the high points are and got some real good still photos as well. That'd be in the future. Have you looked at any of those yet, Chris?
I did, yes. Yep.
Yeah, some good stuff. It really shows where the breach of the bank come over the trail.
I think we should look at the bike and ped plan as well and see if anything could possibly overlap, because then you can double down at some infrastructure if something is going to be revamped.
Good discussion.
Forgive me, I'm just taking notes. Oh, that's a good point.
Like you said, Chris, I mean, I don't think we need to get real in-depth in it right now, but I think we need to start thinking about it and start putting it down as some agenda items, future agenda items, to talk in more detail.
Right. I know one item that's coming up for next year is our comprehensive outdoor rec plan update that needs to be done. So we, you know, I recall Lee mentioning that, I think even last year, that to start to kind of get that ball rolling even in 2020 of, you know, making sure that we're ahead of the game a little bit with that. But, you know, as, and maybe not everyone knows that, but that's a document that not only guides us with, you know, where we want to go as a community with our parks, recreation, and trail systems and that, but also, you know, as a requirement for a lot of our granting. So that we have an updated plan.
Anything else? Any other comments? Okay, I think the next item is future agenda items. Any recommendations? Any thoughts? Anything anybody would like to talk about? We can put on the agenda. And do you think we're going to be meeting in person? Are we going to meet in person next month?
I doubt it. I just heard today that our village board is recommending that we're going to go through June with web-based, Zoom meetings for the village board. So until they recommend to meet in person, I think all committees will be doing it this way. That, and it allows you to stay at home and, you know, fix dinner and do stuff like that.
Or we can meet at Green Isle Park 6 feet away from each other with masks on.
About the time, Mike, about the time we schedule that, it'll rain that night.
Or the mosquitoes will be so bad you can't, you'll have to walk away with the bites on your butt.
Right.
Yeah, they'll look like birds.
Really.
Well, we'll see what happens with our facilities, if they're open by then or not, because we're so thankful to meet in person. Okay. So I guess we'll just kind of see what pops up on the agenda between now and then. I'm sure an update on the what the village board decided and what the metric would be.
Sure.
Where we're at.
Well.
Okay, I guess. Oh.
No, I was just going to say, we can obviously, you know, we'll continue on our talks with the CIP plan and that. And I'm sure, you know, things pop up from here to there.
And we'll maybe have some word on that grant, too. That would be nice. Okay. I guess the last thing is motion to adjourn.
I'll move.
Who made a motion?
Dan.
Is that Rob and... Oh, Dan. Okay, thanks, Dan. And Angela, second. Okay, all those in favor, say aye.
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 All those at home. All right, we're adjourned.
Hey,
Thank you, everybody.
Watch your email. I will send the one drone video for you to just kind of take a peek at. Letting